Firstly, on your open on your index page of your e-portfolio, it doesn't strike me that all the evidence has been put together like I asked you to do. So concentrate on putting a splash screen that helps set the scene for the moderator. When I've clicked on your planning task, you've got an introduction to the planning section of it, and it puts everything in context. However, you haven't actually attached the plans. If this was the moderator, he wouldn't be able to actually mark your plans, and you wouldn't get any marks for them. However, I have actually went into one of your sections of your work, which is the initial plan and your folder structure, which is well organized, so it was easy to find it. And I can see your initial plan, which has the main tasks and the subtasks and sensible amounts of time for each. However, what I can see is any other plans. There is only one initial plan, so that's certainly something that you have to look at, because for now you will only be able to get one mark, and you should realistically be aiming for 4 or 5 out of 5. The design log itself has been put together really well, and you can see how your products progress, so that's a good piece of work for that, and it's backed up with all the evidence on the site. The logo page is good, where you've got your feedback, like different colours that explain what's going on. However, because it is the logo page, you need to have the graphics on there. You'd need to see the graphics straight away as the product developed. You have done that on the other sections, the shop front and the packaging page, where you can see the different shop fronts as they've progressed. This is required 100% on the logo page. And if I was you, I'd put the logo on every page, make it stand out a little bit better and draw attention to it more. However, what you do have is a good setup and a good introduction to each section. The shop front, again, good colour-coded feedback and so on there. And you introduce the work and put it in context of what you had to do. The products themselves you can see developing towards the bottom of the page. Obviously, as discussed in class, try and make these into thumbnails so that when you click on them, they open up the full document, but also that those different versions are where they should be beside the feedback that it corresponds to. The flyer, again, same thing, make sure the evidence goes with the comment, but the flyer has developed really well, and you've got a fairly professional looking flyer when you get towards the bottom of the page, and again, good context and good feedback provided. Digital advert, same thing again, you can see progress as it goes through, and you've also put together a reasonable piece of work for that. However, your review has got nothing in it, so make sure that you link that up.